God.
Darth Vader, only you could be so bold. The Imperial Senate will not still for this. When they hear you've attacked a diplomat...
Hey, look, man, I ain't fighting for no race. I ain't redeeming nobody. I quit on you when you cleared out of Detroit with Willie the Pimp. Yeah, and you look out too busy to find you, girl. You're selling my clothes, my ring, my silver brushes.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a member of the Imperial Senate on a diplomatic mission to Alderaan.
Don't you papa me, girl. I'll papa you so you never forget it. You get your black ass out of here.
Okay, that was awful.
Yes, we are back rocking and rolling the action room. I'm Tony Wolf.
And I'm Afua Richardson.
And we are here in the action room where pop culture lives.
It lives.
It lives. It's like a zombie Frankenstein. Thank you for coming to our fourth episode. Yes, we got
number
it right.
Four.
In our fourth episode, we have a former editor at the X-Men offices at Marvel Comics, a guy named Jason Liebig. And Jason Liebig, an old friend of one of our producers, he's going to be talking about his experience at Marvel.
One of your producers? How many do you have?
Did I say one of the producers?
Well, it's...
Here in our Cracker Jack team of 37 staff members at the Action Room. So we're going to be talking about a whole lot of other things in the pop culture world, but mostly Jason this week, because he's got a lot of great stories for us. Those of you who are comic fans out there, get ready.
He is a gold mine
he
of
is
comic
gold mine.
Information.
He's a gold mine. Now, also here at the Action Room, we like to peel back the curtain sometime and let you know what's happening with our personal lives. And, just to get to know you, the listener, a little bit more. And I have sometimes ventured into the world of internet dating, being a single guy as I am. And what's interesting, I've encountered, forget internet dating, I have encountered this one stereotype of a girl. Attractive, very like type A personality, very confident, very flirty.
Okay.
And you'll be out on a date with this girl. Mm-hmm. She likes you. It's going very well. It's really? Clearly a good chemistry. And then the girl begins flirting with like 10 guys, 5 guys in front of you very blatantly. And I think, now I used to get annoyed at that, but what I've found is it almost seems to be like a test that's thrown out at you. Like, are you going to act annoyed? Are you going to act like all huffy? Or are you just going to roll with it and show that, like, her being a little flirty or whatever is right. not going to throw you? And what I've found, strangely, with consistent, predictable scientific results, if I'm not thrown by that, if I just sort of join into, like, the schmoozing banter that she's created with whoever it is,
right.
she, like, comes back to me stronger. If you get huffy, if you get annoyed, like, what are you paying attention to these other guys? Then you kind of are like a complaining, whining,
right.
you know, and that's not attractive.
Don't try to, you know, govern me. Don't
exactly.
To,
then the woman can get, hey, wait, I'm a free agent. What?
Right.
This is just
we're
a date.
Dating.
You can't tell me what to do or how to
right.
behave. Da, 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 you know.
When, of course, if it were the other way around, you'd be the asshole. Like, I can't believe him. You know,
yes,
we went on
totally
a date
flirting
like,
in front of me.
Yeah, exactly.
So the moral of the story, ladies and gentlemen, kids, is big double standard. And that's the lesson for the Action Room today. So... we'll be back right after this unidentified, copyright-free music clip with Jason Liebig, former editor at Marvel Comics. All right, I'm Tony Wolf, and I'm here with my intrepid co-host...
Afua Richardson.
And we're here with Jason Liebig. He has the German
it's
last name.
Liebig.
It's Liebig.
Liebig.
He does not Liebig. That's the whole point. I was
or
supposed to remember. So Jason is a particular interest to the comic world because Jason was, were you an assistant or one of the main editors of the X-Line?
I started out as an assistant under Bob Harris and Mark Powers on the X-Men, and I served as an assistant for 2 years and a full editor, I believe, for about 2.5-3 years.
And this would place us approximately 6 years ago?
This would place us 6 years ago. I left on November of 2000.
Okay.
I believe it was an election day.
Oh.
The date in
so this is, just to bring our current fans back, this is the end of Bob Harris's editorial reign as editor-in-chief, and right before Joe Quesada took over, who has been editor-in-chief of Marvel for the past 6 years or so.
That's very close. It was actually right after Joe took over, a few months after he took over.
Okay, okay.
So there's a bit of crossover there.
I'm going to chime in just Mike.
Yes, producer Mike.
Sorry. Mike.
Mike!
So that I know Jason originally, how we're getting him, this is an exclusive.
How we lured him into the action room.
I know him originally by from actually, as an artist, I attempted that for a while.
And a comic artist.
I pretended to be a comic book artist for a while. And I was actually introduced by Joe Quesada to Jason. Never really got anywhere comic-wise, but I got a friend.
Joe Quesada brought us together.
The big irony is the fact that he should bring us together at the same time you guys are not friends anymore, and we'd like to hear that story.
Right.
Well, that's an interesting irony. I'm Joe Quesada, the current editor-in-chief. He has been...
Started with Marvel Knights.
He was actually... one of the very first comic book professionals I ever met.
Mm.
And years later, I would get to know Joe again through working at Marvel. Cool. And get to know Michael through him. And then eventually we become dire archenemies, and he would slay me with his magical arrows.
Well, one thing you mentioned...
brings us to the most important part of the interview.
Yeah, it is. So Marvel Knights comes in, and Harris is the head.
Yes.
But things start to percolate from there.
Okay, so yeah, so... you know, we were in a bankruptcy at that point, and eventually the word came that Bob was going to be replaced. He was going to be laid off, and I remember the day very vividly. Bob was the guy who hired me, and I was a very loyal guy.
Right.
And I was pretty profoundly upset. Now Joe, who I'd known for a long time, Joe and Jimmy at Marvel Knights, I'd always liked those guys. Mm. I always thought, you know, they're a bit cocky for comic book creators, but I was like, you know, hey, that's all good. You know, they're rock stars, and they taught me a lot, actually.
Ambitious.
And Joe was, you know, seemingly very open-door policy. He's like, listen, there's tension between you and I.
Right.
You know, he's being a good boss. There's tension between I. You come in, you know, be frank with me.
Talk
be frank.
About it, right.
And he was in the corner office that I, many years before that, shared with Bob Harris and Mark Powers.
Right.
So I returned to that office, and I was like, really, be frank with you? And so I closed the door.
Right.
And so I basically went through these things, and I said, you know, you say these things, you know, Marvel Knights does this, you get an Eisner Award, but then you put out this shit book. So, you know, I went on to say, you know, it's like you put out a good Punisher series, but you put out two really, really horrendous ones first.
Right.
And I go, none of us would be, you know what, if I put out a horrendous series, no one's going to give me the keys to that character.
The second
again.
Or third chance.
Yeah, I go, give me three pops at a character with that budget. You know, I'll probably put out a good book, too.
Right.
And I go, in your Daredevil series, and this was kind of personal, I guess. I said, you know, listen, your Daredevil series is amazing, but you've put out 11 issues in like 18 months.
Right.
And then I said, I just picked up an issue of Comics International, and I had read, and this is leading me to my really terrible quote, which has been, I probably misquoted. I said, you know, I read in there that Joe Quesada has earned the editor-in-chief's position of Marvel. And I said, when I read that and I think about this, this, and this, I don't think you've earned the editor-in-chief's position. I think, fuck Joe Quesada. That's what I think, Joe. And it wasn't long after that I was laid off. And as much as I may dislike Joe personally, I mean, I certainly think he's an amazing talent.
Right.
As a creative person and as an editor-in-chief, he seems to have done a lot of really positive things.
You came through for us, Jason. But definitely come back to the action.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be back. Sure. I've got lots of more profanities.
I'm curious to hear if you have any Warren Ellis stories. We can't go into them now.
I've got lots of Warren Ellis stories and strange stories about Mark Waid as well.
Yes, yeah. And Chris Claremont. We'd love
Chris
to hear about
Claremont,
Chris Claremont sometime.
Mark probably has more stories about me, actually.
Anyway. Well, thank you again, Jason, for coming in. Jason Liebig, great friend of the show, great friend of the Action Room. You know, as we joked in the interview, we do not really hold the views expressed by our guests. But it was fun to hear Jason talk about his experience.
Right,
as
right.
a fan, I was actually really glad Quesada came in and kind of cleaned house in some ways because I was really
Bob's
bored with what was happening before.
Right.
But there are always two sides to every story. Now, next show, the All Hate episode. We've got Mel Gibson, we've got Michael Richards, and homophobic, very angry star Isaiah Washington of Grey's Anatomy, all talking about who they hate, who they're prejudiced against, and why. So, signing off, I'm Tony Wolf.
And I'm Fool Richardson.
And we are the Action Room.